the world's most challenging shipwreck search for one of the greatest legends of exploration history, Sir Ernest Shackleton's Endurance, lost more than a century ago in the icy waters of Antarctica, has succeeded. The wreck has been found 3,008 metres below the surface of what Shackleton described as the worst portion of the worst sea in the world. It was discovered on the 5th of March 2022, the 100th anniversary of Shackleton's funeral, the Falklands Maritime Heritage Trust said. The Endurance 22 expedition, which set off from Cape Town a month ago, had reached its goal, said Dr. John Shears, the veteran geographer who led the expedition. We have made polar history with the discovery of Endurance and successfully completed the world's most challenging shipwreck search. Arcing across the submerged ship's wooden stern is its famous name, preserved by the freezing waters and the absence of wood-eating organisms. The Endurance was found off the coast of Antarctica, approximately 4 miles south of the position originally recorded by its captain Frank Worsley. It has not been seen since it was crushed by ice and sank in the Weddell Sea in November 1915. Menson Bound, the expedition's director of exploration, said footage showed the 144-foot ship, 43.8 metres, to be intact. We are overwhelmed by our good fortune in having located and captured images of Endurance, he said. This is by far the finest wooden shipwreck I have ever seen. It is upright, well proud of the seabed, intact, and in a brilliant state of preservation. This is a milestone in polar history. The site of Endurance was declared a historic monument under the terms of the 1959 Antarctic Treaty. An expedition team of 64 people plus a crew of 46 were on board the expedition ship, the S.A. Agulhas II. The $10 million mission was financed by an anonymous donor. A previous attempt to find the Endurance 3 years ago ended in failure. The Endurance left South Georgia for Antarctica on the 5th of December 1914. On board were 27 crew members plus a stowaway, 69 dogs and one cat. Sir Ernest Shackleton, the expedition leader, was aiming to establish a base on Antarctica's Weddell Sea coast and then keep going to the Ross Sea on the other side of the continent. Within 2 days, the ship encountered the barrier of thick sea ice around the Antarctic continent. For several weeks, the Endurance made painstaking progress, but in mid-January, a gale pushed the ice floes hard against one another and the ship was stuck. Frozen like an almond in the middle of a chocolate bar, according to a crew member, Thomas Ord Lees. The men could do nothing but wait. After 9 months of being beset in ice, they abandoned the badly damaged ship, decamping onto the ice. From the ship, they took food, Bibles, books, clothing, tools, keepsakes, and crucially, 3 open lifeboats. The cat and some of the dogs were shot. A few weeks later, on 21st of November 1915, almost a year after they had set out, the Endurance finally sank. Using basic navigational tools, Frank Worsley, the ship's captain and navigator, recorded its location. Without that information, it would almost certainly never have been found. The men formed a plan to march across the ice towards land. But after travelling just 7.5 miles, 12 kilometres, in 7 days, they gave up. There was no alternative but to camp once more on the floe and to possess our souls with what patience we could till conditions should appear more favourable for a renewal of the attempt to escape, wrote Shackleton. When the ice broke up, the following April, the crew took to the lifeboats, rowing to Elephant Island, a remote and uninhabited outcrop. The men were exhausted, some afflicted by seasickness, others convulsed with dysentery. At least half the party were insane, wrote Frank Wild, Shackleton's second in command. But they made it. On the 15th of April, they clambered ashore on Elephant Island. It was the first time the men had stood on solid ground in almost 500 days. After 9 days of recuperation, Shackleton, Worsley and four others took one of the boats another 800 miles, 1,300 kilometres, across rough seas and in biting winds to South Georgia. The boat tossed interminably on the big waves under grey threatening skies. Every surge of the sea was an enemy to be watched and circumvented, wrote Shackleton. It took 16 days to reach their destination. It was an extraordinary feat of survival, but their epic journey was not yet over. Three of the men, including Shackleton, then crossed South Georgia's peaks and glaciers to reach a whaling station on the other side of the island. In August, after several failed attempts, a rescue party set out for Elephant Island, where the remaining 22 crewmen were waiting. In early 1922, Shackleton launched a new expedition to the Antarctic. On the 5th of January, while his ship was docked at South Georgia, he died of a heart attack, aged 47.